This is a Travel Channel podcast.
The Ozarks and Ouachita Mountains, forests, and lakes. Just a few reasons why Arkansas is called the natural state. It's an outdoor paradise for hiking, fishing, and water skiing. And for those who want to get down and dirty, there's a one-of-a-kind attraction here that possesses the world's most precious treasure. It's called the Crater of Diamonds and is the only public diamond mine in the world. It's open to tourists of all ages trying to strike it rich.
We decided to come down here and get rich.
Look for diamonds.
The search for riches.
The first day that I came down here, I found a diamond the first day. Yeah, I was hooked ever since.
The Crater of Diamonds is, for some, a field of dreams, where striking sudden wealth seems possible.
Got one.
What?
He's got one.
The crater is a three-hour drive from Little Rock, near Murfreesboro, Arkansas.
We'll take two.
On a lucky day, your $5 entrance fee might just be parlayed into $5,000 worth of diamonds. Superintendent Michael Hall has worked here for more than 18 years.
How are y'all doing today?
Hall says people have combed the land for riches since the park opened in 1972.
I think most people have a desire to find something. Treasure is interesting to anybody. Over the years, we've had a lot of diamonds found. Since it's been a state park, over 23,000. The largest one, 16 carats. And usually every year, we're going to have a nice big diamond. And by big, I'm talking 4, 5, 6 carats found. So, you know, it can happen and it will happen. You may be the person, the next guy that comes in the door, you just never know.
Back in 1906, a man named John Huddleston had no idea he was farming more than crops until he stumbled upon some diamonds while feeding his hogs. The stones were sent to Tiffany's in New York and certified as gem quality. Huddleston's discovery sparked a huge diamond rush. Though the mining boom didn't last, the public never lost interest.
It operated as a tourist attraction through the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, and then the state purchased all the property, put it together, and it became a state park in 1972.
The volcanic crater was formed about 100 million years ago when a gigantic eruption blasted minerals and diamonds to the Earth's surface. An 80-acre crater was formed, its black lava soil studded with diamonds.
You don't have a cone out here or a volcanic mountain-type crater that you really think about when you talk about volcanoes. So volcanic eruption brought the diamonds to the surface, and then they're just out here in this material.
A chance of hitting the mother lode draws 55,000 visitors to the Crater of Diamonds each year. Prospectors come from everywhere, from Little Rock and Los Angeles to Germany and Japan.
The thing about it is you don't need any special knowledge or equipment to find diamonds. Diamonds are just found by everyday people that just come here and they're interested. Anybody has a fair and equal chance of finding something, so you just never know.
Before staking your claim, visit the museum and check out the diamond displays. Equipment can be rented at the gift shop: shovels, sifters, and buckets. Before you embark on your search, find out the secrets of the dig from one of the helpful park workers.
The easiest method requires the least amount of work is surface searching, which works really well after a plow like we just had, and after all the rain we've had in the last couple weeks.
That's because diamonds are easier to see after rain and plowing drives them to the surface. Besides digging or sifting for gems in the usual way, you can improvise your own method.
We've been at it about 20 minutes, but we watched a short film inside, and we're going to just keep digging till we find something.
Park Superintendent Michael Hall has seen lots of folks pull up diamonds, but he's never had any luck.
I haven't found any diamonds. But now then, when you see those diamonds come out and somebody's got a real pretty one, I get the fever just like everybody else.
Diamond fever can be incurable. James Archer has been coming to Diamond Crater for more than 30 years, about 6 days a week. Park attendants call him Diamond Jim, and it's no wonder. Archer has found more than 5,000 dazzlers. Has it made him rich? It pays the bills.